HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Ozzy right there barking at the moon, and he is back barking at the moon again. Everybody had him on his deathbed there for a little bit. It went into ICU. He was really sick and then ended up with a flu and got even sicker. They took him to intensive care, and there were some rumors that this was going to be the end of Ozzy. He's out of ICU today, so we'll see if Ozzy can continue to recover. We forget that Ozzy is 71 years old.
Get him back in that RV with Jack.
Yeah, get him out there in that entertaining show with his son, but still. We start thinking about that stuff when Ozzy hits that age, all the abuse he's done to his body and stuff. The flu could take our great Ozzy out, but so far so good. He's not in it. The death's doorstep. I had it on good authority from somebody who's actually doing a little work with him right now. I
said it wasn't looking
this
good.
This is not looking good for Ozzy. They had to cancel a few European shows, and word got back through a couple other people like, Ozzy's bad. This is bad. Anytime you're in intensive care, that's not good. That's
supposed to be here July 25th, so we talked about it when they announced that show.
Middle of summer death to Ozzy show is
Always be out in the hot sun. It's pretty good for my flu, which is going to last me for the rest of my life.
Valley fever.
I'll probably catch that. There's nothing to it, man.
But the fun part about Ozzy is that he's just going to pop right back out of the ICU and go on stage. Like, Sharon doesn't care about him at all. All the times he's been caught with other women and stuff, it's now coming back. Like, Sharon's got no sympathy for him. She's not going to take – he's going on the road again. She's got to do her stupid talk show, but she is in charge of Ozzy getting back on the – like, my 71-year-old dad ends up in ICU for a few days. I'm like, let's not work anymore. Let's just be done. And he's healthy. Ozzy, it's like, are you okay?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm about 60%.
That's good enough. We'll get out there. You'll voice track the show. You're playing. Sharon needs some money for when you're dead.
They have to turn him around to face the right side.
Hello, blank wall!
No, Ozzy, they're over there.
Oh, hello, Bukkake! I thought I was playing to a blank wall. 2, 3, 4!
I would go to that show. Ozzy facing the wrong way.
Ozzy Osbourne facing the wrong way.
Hello, nothing! Hello, infinite void.
Clapping, doing that little hop.
Never turns around.
We're over here. I hear you, infinite void.
The infinite void speaks to him.
Hello, water party.
Look at you, back of stage. Oh, this is insane. I don't see anybody. I'll play to it.
The whole band's facing that way, so he never figures it out.
There they are. When did you guys get here? Playing into a black hole.
But yeah, it's good. Ozzy's going to be all right. So that's a good thing that our Ozzy is healthy. And it looks like if you've got your tickets for the July show, still good. But you never know. The flu almost took him down. So we'll see. We've got NHRA tickets we're going to give you. The Drags are coming to town in a couple of weeks. And we always try to get you in on this. The fastest trivia game ever. You literally have 3 seconds to answer the question. You are blown up. Your car crashes. 3 seconds. That's it. The question will be asked. You have 3 seconds to answer it. You get 3 of them right. You're in the finals. You've won it all. And you get tickets to go to the Grub and Greet. Brady's going to provide the food, and I'll provide all the space for gambling. I'm not going to entertain anybody. I'm going to take your money. We're going to gamble like crazy. Gambling at the NHRA. The eargasms are coming to town. We don't even pay attention. We just put whatever it is we're gambling on the table, and it vibrates across the table. Like, we had 4 tables going last year. It turned into Vegas. People were watching us from the windows. Again, this is getting huge. It's getting out of control, really, with people that started getting a little mad we weren't including them. So we clear out, like, 4 tables. We gamble the vibration of whatever and bring everything, like paper clips, pennies, everything. We gamble it all. Whatever wins the race in the end, you'll see it when you get there. But if you win the Grub and Greet, you can be part of that. And Brady's providing the food for the Grub and Greet, which will be good. Because in the past, the food's been average at best, right? Okay. A couple times we had that Mexican food. And, I'm driving home with Big Dog, my pool guy. He's like, I'm about to pull over. I got the squirts. I'm like, all right, I know you ate too much of that food. And I don't want to hear that.
You got to make him go separate.
I'll try to keep that going.
Mike got really drunk and told me he had the squirts and then had a big hanger coming out of his left nostril. Yeah. I was like a monster. And I'm like, you got a little something in your nose, and he reached up and grabbed it out of his mustache and just hung it out as on the I-10 somewhere around Warner. And I just watched it.
And a car stuck on the freeway.
It looked like Double Dare was coming out of my car.
Yeah, you got to let him drive separate.
Yeah, this year I might. He's got friends coming. You got to pull over real quick. I got the squirts. You also have something coming out of your nose.
Get him an Uber.
Not for long, I don't. And he just hung it out the window. And it stuck, and he had to do a hand wave to get it off. And I'm like, please don't touch anything else in my car, Mike. I'm drunk. I'm like, I know. He's fun, though. Just he's more fun in someone else's car. The booger was huge. And it's tough because we're talking, drunk talk. He's bombed, and I'm like driving him back. And I look over, and Big Dog's got that thing, and I'm like, oof.
Maybe you get one more ticket and get Weak Squirrel to drive him out.
That's not him. Weak Squirrel wants to go. That's the thing, too. It's like when in the middle of a drunk guy's story do you stop him and tell him there's something hanging out of his nose? Like right away, because it's a drunk guy story. It's not going anywhere. He's not solving any problems. It's just like, hey, stop talking for a second. Clear the mechanism. Your face is more booger than face.
Yeah, so. Especially if he's in your car. You don't want to. If you let him float. Go, it'll eventually fly.
All I would do is look at it, too. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm selling this. But that Double Dare snot thing was coming off his fingers. And he did all the fingers were jiggling and the wind couldn't get it off. It was Velcro. Anyway, more fun than you can imagine. Come to the drags with us. Mike will be there. There's nobody more fun drunk than my pool guy. Then we stood in my cul-de-sac and he's just waving around. He goes, well, see ya. Mike, you're not going anywhere for a while. You're also not coming in my house. We're going to stand in the front yard for a while until you sober up. He was all right. We'll do it. The world's fastest trivia is coming your way. If you want to play, 585-9800. We have tickets to the drags if you get through it. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98 KUPD.
I think we're ready to go. I think we've got this thing fired up. We've got our car all loaded and ready for gas. And we're going to the drags, my friends. And it's going to be the fastest trivia of your life. Here's basically how it'll work. I'm going to give you the name of an actor or a character. You give me the actor. So I'll give you a famous movie character. You tell me who played him. You got maybe name it less. You got how about we give him, what do we get, 10 seconds to answer three? But that puts me on the spot to having to read it. Oh, crap. My whole list just went out. What? I was just on this thing. God damn it. All right, I can do it as we go. Get him as we go. I know. Jesus, the game's gone mad. My computer screen's gone crazy. All right, here we go. We have to go fast on the phones because who knows what's going to happen next. All right, we'll get it together. Come on, John. I know, it's terrible. Let's see if we can get a few people in line. Should I try Troy right off the bat? I'll give you the name of the character. You give me the actor you've got. Brady will be the clock.
All right.
You hear the crash of the car and you know you're out.
So he has 10 seconds for three?
No, let's just see. Let's just keep him to 3 seconds per answer.
Okay.
I'll give you the name of the character. Give me the actor or actress. Troy, are you there?
I am, sir.
Are you ready to go, Troy?
I am ready to go.
All right. Good luck to you. Here we go.
Thank you.
Benjamin Button.
Time!
Oh man.
Suck it, Troy!
See you, Troy. Anthony, are you there?
Yo.
Are you ready, Anthony?
I am ready.
All right. Good luck to you. Hang on. Let me get this going.
I don't think Anthony's going to win either.
You have no money on him?
I can tell by his confidence in him?
All right, here we go. All right, here we are. Jack Sparrow. Time!
Wow, Brady,
it's the world's fastest game. This can't be done. You got to go faster. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Jamie, here we go. Good luck to you. Jason Bourne.
Time!
Oh, we got it under the wire. Jack Sparrow.
Johnny Depp.
Nice. Benjamin Button.
Brad Pitt.
They got a winner right there. We got our first champion.
Woo. Right on.
Jamie's in. Hold on. Well done.
What's up? James.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, James. How are you?
Good, man.
James, you sound like you're a million miles from me.
No Bluetooth or speaker.
I'm on the
roof. All right. Here we go. Ready?
All right. Yeah.
Frodo Baggins.
Time!
Brady's tough.
That's a tough one. Brady is tough. Brady's a tough judge.
Is that three?
That was it. Let's try another one. Wireless caller, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What is your name?
Mike.
Mike, are you ready?
I am.
All right. Good luck to you.
Here we go. Indiana Jones.
Harrison Ford.
Nice. Vito Corleone. Time! Oh, right after the explosion. Sorry. So close. Got to be sticklers here. Michael is on line two. Michael, are you there?
Yes.
World's fastest game ever. You ready?
Yes.
Jack Torrance. Time! Get out of here! The Shining. Just grab another one. I don't care. Just keep going. Joshua, are you there?
I am.
All right, Joshua, here we go. Good luck. This is going to be a tough one. Frodo Baggins.
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood is correct. Snake Plissken.
Oh, I have no clue.
Oh.
Snake Plissken.
That's a
Come
good
on,
one,
man.
Too. That's a, every man should know Snake Plissken.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
Legend.
Come on. All right. One last try. Jordan, are you there? Jordan is dead. Jordan's been in a horrible
accident. Thanks
for playing,
Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan. I hope to read about you in the news. Let's go with this one. Hi there, wireless caller. What's your name?
Mike again.
Mike again gets through. He's phone witching. All right, here we go. Good luck to you.
Okay.
I'll take several answers on this. Clark Kent.
Time. Wow. There are a lot of choices there.
I know. Tons of them. All right, one more. I just like beating people up. Joseph, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Joseph, here we go. Got that one. Star-Lord. Time! Damn it! It's got to be fast to go to the drags. All right, Jamie won. Jamie did well.
That ah burns a second.
Killer. Doing another round of this. Can't get enough of it.
We'll go through all of Maricopa.
That's right. We'll get through everybody gets a shot today. We're going to get you in that grub and greet out there at the drags. It's a quick way to make you guys feel like you're not stupid. When we let you think about it too long, you say dumb stuff, and it's like they should have never done that. This way, at least you've got an excuse, right? If you want to play, 585-9800, we'll give you tickets to the drags. If you've not been to the NHRA drag races, especially when we go, with the gambling and standing up front, you get the food and all the stuff.
Kids crying.
Oh, is there anything better than the smell of poisonous gas and children crying? I don't think so.
It's top-notch entertainment.
I think that is top fuel entertainment, Brady.
Parents laughing at the
oh,
children.
Oh, my God. Nothing better than watching Toledo's stepson nearly piss himself and walk down 14 rows with the most stoic face I've ever seen in my life before he nestled into his mother's bosom and began weeping as loudly as any man has ever cried. 14 rows up. And he got up with a great big this face, and he walked right down those stairs and slammed his face into his mom's chest.
And he didn't run down the stairs. He just calmly...
It's a very casual walk. Like, I can't embarrass myself publicly. I'm going to leave, though. And then he hugged his mother.
Because what just happened?
And the tears that flew out of him.
Man, you should have videoed that.
I didn't know it was going to happen. We watched
him. You could see it happening, but you didn't think it was going to happen like that.
Then you whip that out on his 18th birthday. Look at this.
Look at you, pansy. Those cars went off, and he was sitting in that thing and just rattled the stands, and you just saw him, like, stand right up. That's enough. I get it. I get it. That's enough. I don't need my heart to explode today.
Unless I get a sitter, could be crying Kirby.
You bringing her? She's not been?
No.
Oh, perfect age.
It is.
And we can videotape her losing it.
Yeah, good video. Brady Bogan 98 Instagram will blow up.
I honestly don't wish this on any of your kids except for at the NHRAs, is that she goes into some sort of a weird shock where she has to roll around on the ground like she's on fire to get it out. Man, there's not much better than that. Yeah, toxic fumes, loud sounds,
crying. Are
you going to
set her up? Like, please. Hey, come check the car. We want to stand here for the beginning of the race.
I'm going to have headphones for her.
Why?
Come on.
She's 10.
It's fun.
Her ears are better than yours.
All right.
You should be wearing the headphones.
Aren't they more sensitive?
No. Their ability to take in sound is amazing at 10.
Get her a good spot, Brady.
This will be good. Right up front.
Uncle John will help her.
I'll handle this. Stand right here, Curbster. Smells it does. That's the toxic gases.
Damn, this makes you want to bring
first
Caleb.
Burn.
Yeah. And then say, put your hands in your pockets. And then point an ear towards the cars. Once that goes off, I want tears, baby,
thunder.
Tears.
Oh, my.
And maybe a little trickle of blood would be That would be satisfactory to me.
Welcome to the club.
You're in, baby.
Yeah, I don't think 10-year-old ears are... I mean, they're good. I think you're fine. You can do all sorts of damage to those.
Holmberg
Ronnie
approved.
Took her out when the band started on Saturday. Took her out of the courtyard area.
Oh, because it was too loud?
She thought it would be too loud.
We were too loud? Did Kirby think it was too loud?
No, I don't think so.
This isn't going to happen then.
Yeah,
Ronnie's going to shut this
door. You're already. The door's closed. Bring yours.
I'll bring mine.
Yeah, yours is like 7, right?
Hell yeah.
Oh, she'd be fine.
8. Perfect.
I bet she just flexes and goes, "Bah! More." You don't think she might flip out? That would be fun.
They weren't prepared for it.
Kirby might just start fighting people.
Get me out of here.
Swinging.
Oh, bring your children, by all means. This is great. Anyway, we'll give you tickets to the drags, and you can see Kirby go deaf at the NHRA because Brady's not paying any attention. I'll watch her. 585-9800. That's the number you need to call if you want to play round 2 of Speed Trivia to go to the drag races coming up here next weekend. It's 98.
Get something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
All right, here we go. We got round 2 of the world's fastest trivia game of all time because you got to go to the drag races. That's what we're getting out of this thing. So the music will make you feel like you're moving fast. The phones are ready to go. We got people loaded up. You've got 3 seconds to answer the question. I give you the name of a movie character. You tell me who played that character. 3 seconds or less, or Brady says,
time!
And I blow you up. Sam's on line 1. Let's go to Sam right off the bat. Sam, are you there?
Yep.
Oh, the enthusiasm coming off of you. It's electric. All right. Are you ready, Sam?
Yes.
All right. Man.
Cracking me up.
What do you got the odds over there, Danny Sheridan?
0.
Yeah. Nobody's betting on you right now, Sam. All right. Here we go. Good luck, Sam. Here we go. T'Challa.
Time. Who would have thought?
Brady gave you a double time on that one.
Yeah, Brady gave you an extra couple seconds.
No way I was betting on that guy.
Kedrick. Are you there? Kedrick. Kedrick?
Yes.
Is that your name, Kedrick or Kedrick?
Yes.
Okay, Kedrick.
Kedrick.
Oh, okay, Kedrick. Are you ready, Kedrick?
You betcha.
Eric Odds.
I like this guy. Give him 50-50.
No, got hands on. All right. Kedrick, here we go.
Half.
King T'Challa. King T'Challa. All right.
That's a toughie.
False
is
hope.
It?
Yeah.
It's the most modern movie we've got on the list.
Biggest movie of the year.
Albert is on the line. Albert, are you there?
If Winston would have called, he would have.
Absolutely.
Are you a Negro?
I don't think you can ask that.
No, well, don't act like it was such a bad thing.
You've insulted
That's
him.
That's why we can't
Absolutely
ask.
Not. Poppycock. All right, the proper answer to that is, no, I've got a job. If you're going to be a true racist, Albert, follow my lead. All right, here we go. King T'Challa.
Chadwick Boseman.
There's one. Nice. Nicely done. John McClane.
Time.
Oh!
God, he got Chadwick Boseman, but he missed John
that
McClane.
One. Yeah, that's a toughie. All right, Jesse is the Jesse's on there. Jesse, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, step up. World's fastest game. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
John McClane.
Bruce Willis.
Nice. Neo.
Time! Wow. Gotta be snappy.
It's messing with people's heads. Brett, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Brett, here we go. You ready?
Sure.
John McClane.
Bruce Willis.
There you go. Neo.
Keanu Reeves.
Nice. Private Ryan.
Matt Damon.
Got it! Not even the trick question, he got it. Matt Damon was Private Ryan. Most people would say Tom Hanks. Threw a little curve. Nice job. Brett gets tickets.
John McClane again.
I know. Come on. We got to do something here. We got to help these people out there.
That was a handicap.
Let's try one more. One more, and that's it. Jim, are you there?
Yes.
All right, Jim. Are you ready? We need a girl. Yeah. If I get a girl on the line, I'll give her all girl actresses. And say, girls are no good at this. All right, here we go. Ready? Two answers for this one. Willy Wonka.
Time.
Oh my goodness. Any girls?
Willy Wonka.
He's just banging out. Pierre's just banging out. At least he's a girl Let's on the go. List. Come on. SG might be. That's super genius.
There's no
girls.
No girls. Wait, there's
hope. We have one.
She's paying for the
Rosalia Mendoza.
Dude.
Rosie, are you there?
Oh, jeez.
That's a fella.
All right, using his good. Moves. That's fine. We got winners. We got champions. We're all over the map. Congratulations to our two winners. Let's see if you can get through it, Eric. Well, he's got an answer here.
He's trying to find a girl.
Is that a woman?
Come on.
Tracy Casusi? Yes, girl. Bunch of dudes on their wives' phones.
Yeah, give me a run. I'll take it.
There's Alyssa. I know Alyssa's good.
You know Alyssa's
yeah,
good?
Yeah, I think Alyssa's good. Alyssa, are you there?
Congratulations to our
Alyssa?
Oh, no, this is Eric. That's my wife's name.
Oh, yeah. God, machine shop.
I'm done talking.
Christine. Pay for your own
There's
phone.
There's Christine.
Christine's
Christine
back.
Christine's on. Christine, are you there? You're a woman.
Oh, it's Steven.
Oh, God. Yeah. Pay for your own goddamn phone.
Man.
Look at all these guys.
All these guys large. With bad credit.
Aunt Holiday.
Aunt?
Aunt, are you there?
Yeah, we're.
There, man. Goodbye.
Get out. Bye-bye.
Boo-bye.
Annie.
Annie's on the line. Annie, are you there? Amy.
Amy?
Amy?
Yes.
Is that a woman?
Yes.
I can't tell from your husky male-like voice. I'm kidding. All right, you're a girl. Ready? We're going to try to make it
I'm
even
ready.
For you. All right, good. We got a girl on the line here. The phones went nuts with men pretending to be women. It's ma'am. All right, here we go. Good luck. I give you the character.
It's ma'am.
I got you. You tell
0%
me. 0% chance. 0%
chance.
Not even listening now. All right. Pay attention. Turn your radio down and clear the mechanism of all things around you. I hear a lot of noise.
I'm in my car, but okay. You're not on the stereo.
All right. So. Is anyone in there with you?
No.
All right, good. What are you wearing?
A sweater.
Just a sweater? Pants? No pants?
No pants. Mm. It's one of those days.
Yeah, it's a pants-free day. What do you weigh?
Come on, you know where this is going.
Come on, you know where, you know. Give me a lie. Lie to me.
I know. It's just a sweater. That's it.
You're in just a sweater that goes past your buttons.
Sweater dress.
That's hot.
Just play the game.
Kind of curious about Amy. Amy.
Amy.
Well, it's one of those days where you just feel like being a little free. So. Mm-hmm.
What kind of underpants are we looking at?
Dragon breeze.
Are we in boy shorts down there?
Oh, no, none.
No underwear. You're just driving around with no pants on. Where are you? Where exactly are you?
What kind of car are you driving?
All right, here we go. Yeah, we pull over for a second. Just stand around outside. I'm going to have somebody photograph this. All right, good luck. All right, first one for you. Wonder Woman.
Give her, Linda Carter.
That'll work. All right, you're an older lady. Now we've known that. Euphigenia Doubtfire.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams is correct. Well done. And for the win, lady with no pants, Beatrice Kiddo, the bride.
Beatrice Kiddo, the bride.
Oh, she's not cool enough to know
this.
No, I know.
Yeah,
idea.
Not cool enough.
Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
I'll give you a different one. Come on.
All right, what do you weigh? I'm guessing with the Linda Carter, you're 50.
No.
44.
Nope.
I'm in between, though.
No,
you're younger than that or older than
older.
That?
Older.
I'm gonna go 54.
Younger.
Why do you know about Linda Carter?
Older.
36.
I was born in 77. I know Linda Carter because I watched a lot of great TV.
All right, 42. I only missed you by a little bit. And then your weight again?
160.
160. That's pretty good for a lady your age, you know. This is all just to make Eric uncomfortable, Amy. I'm sorry.
He gets so he's got to talk to you.
He's got to chat with you like a human being.
Oh, she lost.
You don't have to. I'm sorry. Five. Nice try, Amy. I'm sure you're
I thought you were going
to
give her one more.
Go buy some paint. All right, one more.
She
all right, one more for the win. Let's try another one here. All right, ready? All right.
I thought we were all equaled up.
Quiet down, Eric. She's
both of them.
She's fun. Harley Quinn.
Oh, that's. She was
time!
Man,
and the cursing.
Man, I didn't hear it. I didn't think it actually happened. Oh. Right. Eric hung up on her mighty fast.
That's it. I'm done with this line of questions.
Yeah, 160 in her mid-40s. It's, you know, it's not great. It's hanging on. Something to hang on to, for sure. All right.
5'10".
No, no 5'10". Underwear. All right.
She's driving around with no pants because she can't find any that fits.
2019, John. Can we just play the game?
Body shaming.
I'm not body shaming. 2019. I'm excited about it.
It's a new John Holmberg.
That's me. I like that. Roll her around. She looks good. No pants. Any woman with no pants driving around in the morning with a sweater on. That's good. She knows Linda Carter. She's versed in the ways of pop culture. This is a good one.
Anyway, there you go. We got Rock Horse coming up in just moments. Congratulations to all our winners. It's 98.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.